evening, ladies and gentlemen. All 10 of you out there, as I can see on our chat room. By the way, I'm supposed to mention that we have a chat room now on Republic Broadcasting. You can simply go to the home page and then off to the upper left-hand side. You'll see the word chat, and you register and you jump online, and you can carry on conversations with each other while the show is playing. I am your guest for the day, Mark Glenn. Hashem Talawi is away doing something important, but I have with me my good friend Mike Piper. We are talking about his new book, The Golem, and the serious situation that we face right now with regards to Israel and her nuclear weapons. Now, Mike, right before the break, we were talking about the USS Liberty, the attack on the USS Liberty by Israel, and the fact that the United States literally came within minutes of unleashing a nuclear weapon against what was at that time Soviet-allied Egypt. Now, why don't you go into that a little bit and explain why the USS Liberty plays an important part in this whole nuclear equation, both in the past and in the present and in the future?
Well, that's it's very scary because, as I was saying, Peter Hounam in his book Operation Cyanide and in his video USS Liberty Dead in the Water demonstrates conclusively that the attack on the Liberty just didn't happen by circumstance. Traitors in the United States government, specifically James Jesus Angleton, a lot of people call him Jesus, James Jesus Angleton. He pronounced it Jesus. His mother was a Mexican, incidentally. James Jesus Angleton, the number three man in the CIA, an Israeli loyalist who headed the Mossad desk in the CIA, was the person specifically named by Hounam in the video as having been one of the people in the United States government who deliberately set up the USS Liberty for the attack by the Israelis in collaboration with the Israelis. The purpose, of course, was to sink the ship, kill everybody on board, including our friend Phil Turney and many, many other people, and then it was to be blamed on the Egyptians to give the United States the opportunity to launch a nuclear attack on Israel. Well, what happened?
On Egypt.
Yeah, thank you. On Egypt, good God.
You're daydreaming, Mike.
What happened, though, is very, very interesting, because obviously, corrupt intriguer that he was, President Lyndon Johnson was, in fact, getting ready to launch a nuclear attack on Cairo, on the Egyptians, in retaliation for the attack on the USS Liberty. Now, he did not do it, and the reason why he did not do it is because some patriotic Americans in the CIA and in the intelligence community, in the military, got to President Johnson and said, "Wait a minute, Mr. President, the Egyptians didn't do this. The Israelis did this." So I hate to say anything nice about Lyndon Johnson, but I am compelled to do it. He obviously was not part of the setup. He did help cover up the facts about the attack on the Liberty, but if the disinformation specialists had prevailed and people had not come to the rescue of the Egyptians and the world by telling Johnson, "No, no, no, the Egyptians didn't do this, the Israelis did it," there would have been an attack on Cairo. It was within minutes of happening, and it was stopped. So in a sense, Lyndon Johnson was almost a patsy in this situation. He was being fed false information, but fortunately, correct information came to him, and therefore he did not attack Egypt. But
there is our music. Hold on just a second, Mike. We're going to continue this discussion in a few minutes. Stay tuned, everybody. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio program. We'll be right back.
Hi, heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you are interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RB and listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio program. I am your host, Mark Glenn. Along with Mike Piper, we're talking about Israel's nuclear weapons and why this is such an important issue for today. Mike, we were just talking about the issue with the USS Liberty and the fact that literally within minutes we came close to dropping a nuclear weapon on Cairo. Now, what I want to ask you is this. You know, you and I have been talking about this lately as I've been pestering you on a daily basis. When we look at the release of the National Intelligence Estimate, the same week that we Americans celebrate or remember Pearl Harbor Day, and when we look at the fact that with the release of this intelligence estimate, it basically deflated the whole balloon supposed to bring about this war with Iran. In Israel, however, they have not let up on this at all, and neither has Bush. It seems as if Israel is absolutely intent upon getting this war with Iran started one way or the other. Now, any fool can see, based upon what has been taking place in Russia, particularly in the last year, can see plainly that the United States has a lot more to worry about going to war against Iran than simply making the Iranians mad, because the Russians have made it clear that they are not going to put up with this and that they will fight back if necessary. So when we take this entire equation into account and we see that Israel is the one pushing the United States into going to war against Iran, that will inevitably lead to going to war against a nuclear-armed country like Russia, it seems to me that what is going on here is a repeat of what took place 40 years ago when Israel attacked the USS Liberty and tried to get a war started between the United States and what was at that time at least a Soviet ally, meaning Egypt. Mike.
This is a very interesting subject that has not received the attention it deserves, and part of the reason is because there is a very distinct lack of understanding about Russia and even about the Soviet Union in the period during the Cold War, particularly in the latter days of the Cold War. Well, I shouldn't say the latter days of the Cold War, but beginning in about, well, in the post-World War II era. You know, I'm an old-line anti-communist. I don't like communism. I don't like it at all. But what we have forgotten, or what most people don't realize, is that, and this is very complex, so I'm trying to word this very carefully and correctly, but under Joseph Stalin in the later years of his reign, although he had initially helped arm the state of Israel through Czechoslovakia after Israel was established in 1948, there was a very distinct rise of anti-Jewish and anti-Israel, and I draw the distinction, anti-Jewish and anti-Israel opinion on the part of Joseph Stalin and many of the Russian nationalists within the Soviet Union. And this continued through Khrushchev and Brezhnev. The writing on this is very rare, and as a consequence, it's little understood. Now, in my book, The Judas Goats, I have explored this in some detail. And one Russian nationalist author of recent years, Dr. Oleg Platonov, wrote about it in the Barnes Review in a very, very scholarly and very detailed history. And this element has been lost in the rhetoric of the Cold War. And there are still so many people who remember the fact that Jewish people predominated in the early days of the Bolshevik Revolution, and the legend that communism is Jewish continues to reverberate. But in fact, under Joseph Stalin, I'm getting circular here, but it is very complex, but under Joseph Stalin, things began to change. And in fact, as Liberty Lobby pointed out back in the early 1980s in a number of intelligence reports that were provided to the readers of the Spotlight newspaper, the predecessor in many respects of American Free Press, it was pointed out that that Russian nationalists were rising in influence within the Russian military and in the KGB, but most particularly in the Russian military. And as a consequence of that, this became a problem, not just for the state of Israel, but for international Jewish interests. And this is why so many Trotskyites, the Jewish opposition to Joseph Stalin, began to become, quote-unquote, become conservative. The leading American Trotskyite, who didn't happen to be Jewish, James Burnham, the leading Trotskyite propagandist, actually became one of the leading anti-communist, anti-Soviet, I should say, anti-Soviet propagandists in William F. Buckley's CIA-propelled publication, National Review. So what we had was I like this word, transmogrification, a switchover, in simpler terms, of the Jewish Trotskyites becoming American anti-Soviet agitators. And in the course of the Cold War, the argument was made that Israel was a bulwark against Soviet influence in the Middle East. You see, Israel, an international Jewish community, and we cannot separate them here, perceived the rise of Russian nationalism to be a threat to Jewish interests and a threat to Israeli interests. And this is something, again, that is little understood even among people who are otherwise very well versed in the issue of, well, let's be candid about it, Jewish supremacism, the issue of Zionism, the issue of Israel and its role in the Middle East and the world. So we can understand then why Israel would be interested in having the United States go to war against the Soviet Union, precisely because the Israelis and its international sponsors in the Jewish community, they wanted the war against the Soviet Union because they perceived the Soviet Union as a threat to Jewish interests. So again, I'm being circular here, but I guess it doesn't hurt to be circular because it underscores the point that I'm trying to make. And I know that there are many people out there who are listening to this who have never heard this type of discussion about Russia and the Soviet Union before. I realize that it's information that's difficult to digest, particularly because so many of us were raised on the idea that the Soviet Union was a Jewish police state. Indeed, it was in many respects, but Joseph Stalin was changing that, and it did begin to evolve. And what happened was that in the latter days of the Soviet Union, Jewish intriguers were stealing Soviet gold and transferring it into the international coffers of Rothschild family-controlled banks outside the Soviet Union. Some of the very people who propped up Rupert Murdoch, our great anti-communist conservative, the Oppenheimers, the Bronfmans, the Rothschilds, Armand Hammer, this billionaire gang of four, as the spotlight dubbed them, these international Jewish banking families and financial interests were looting Russia because they saw that the communist state was about to collapse. Then when, in fact, communism did collapse, the same Jewish interests put Boris Yeltsin in power. Then, when Boris Yeltsin retired, these same interests eased the way for Vladimir Putin. But guess what? When Vladimir Putin came into power, he turned the tables. He turned the tables on his international Jewish sponsors and started cracking down on them. And when he started cracking down on them, that's when the mass media in the West, particularly in the United States, suddenly discovered that Vladimir Putin was not the nice guy that they had previously painted him to be. When he was in the pocket of the international Jewish interests, when he was perceived as a potential supporter of Israeli interests, he was a good guy. But suddenly, he became a bad guy, and he became a bad guy precisely because he was no longer playing, quite frankly, the Jewish game.
For the last couple of weeks, as I said, I've been pestering you about this topic, Mike. I have been in contact with some people, some retired intelligence types who have been giving me some information that I plan to put into this article for American Free Press that, to say the least, is astounding. And one of the pieces, I will let out a little bit of a teaser here, one of the pieces of information that I have come across is that what the intelligence community, remember, the same intelligence community who released that national intelligence estimate because they're worried about going to war with Russia, has to do with Israel's submarines. And we will talk about this when we come back. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio program. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio program. I am your host for the day, Mark Glenn, and have with me on the line Mike Piper. We are talking about Israel's nuclear weapons program and what kind of threat this poses, not just to us in the United States, but really to the entire world. Mike, before the break, we were talking about some of the interesting tidbits of information that I have come across lately, talking with some retired intelligence people. One of the things, I can't give out too much information because I really want to wait until this piece is finished so that American Free Press will have exclusive rights to it. But one of the pieces of information that I can divulge with regards to this is that the intelligence community right now is taking the issue of Israel and the fact that she is this wily, unpredictable, dangerous character, you know, very close to the United States. This is what makes her so dangerous, just like Judas with Jesus. You see, it was the fact that he was there on the inside and he was close to Jesus all the time. This was what made Judas so dangerous and what made his treachery so easy. One of the pieces of information that I have come across is that the intelligence community is paying special mind to Israel's submarine. In particular, one of the things that they are concerned about is that the information that Jonathan Pollard, the Jewish American naval intelligence analyst who sold close to a million pages of top secret. And when I say top secret, what I mean by that, ladies and gentlemen, is that some of it was the highest security clearance information that exists, meaning secret compartmented information. Almost a million pages to Israel, and that some of the information he sold them had to do with the technology that would allow a submarine to get past American sonar systems so that it could sneak up to an American battle group or an American ship or even an American city and launch nuclear weapons at that city. Now, interestingly, we've had a few things happened in the last year that heightened the importance of this, one of which was that a Chinese submarine surfaced last November, I believe it was, among a battle group there off the Straits of Taiwan, surfaced within shooting range of the USS Kitty Hawk, an aircraft carrier that carries 5,000 men on board. The United States didn't know anything about this, okay? Supposedly the Chinese, you know, this backwards, almost third world military, right, they were able to build a submarine whose technology was such that it could approach a U.S. ship and the U.S. didn't know anything about it. Now, anybody who knows anything about the relationship that exists between Israel and China knows that all of the gains that China has made in recent years with regards her high-tech weapons technology, she has gotten from Israel, who has stolen it from the United States. So my concern is, Mike, that what we have here is this wild rogue state known as Israel with these nuclear weapons, absolutely insane with this ideology that they are destined to rule the world, who have threatened to take the world down with them, who are intent upon provoking a war between the United States and Iran that will undoubtedly erupt into a war with Russia. And she's sitting out there with these submarines where she can launch these nuclear weapons. And yet we're sitting here paying attention to what's going on in Iran or in Syria or in Pakistan or something like that. And in the meantime, these bastards, forgive my French on that, these bastards are sneaking up behind us and getting ready to stick a knife in our back.
Well, again, it comes back, Mark, you're absolutely right, and it comes back to this historic, and I have to be candid here, historic Jewish opposition to Russia as a state. Russia, you know, it's very interesting. I found an old book published by American Trotskyites back in the 1950s, of essays by Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels from the 1840s through the 1860s, in which Karl Marx was attacking Russia, Tsarist Russia. And, you know, the old legend is that communism, that Karl Marx expected communism to succeed first, I believe, in Germany and in the more industrialized nations. But the fact is, this hostility towards Russia among these Jewish communists went much farther back than most people realize. So this is actually just history repeating itself. And now Israel, with its nuclear arsenal and with its effective control of the United States, whether by hook or by crook, Israel sees the United States as its engine for conquering the world. People worried for so long, good patriots worried so long about the New World Order, and they were afraid that the United Nations was going to be the force for world government and a New World Order. But I'm here to tell you, organized Jewish interests have cast off the United Nations. They now see the United States as the engine for the New World Order, and they can't have their New World Order without conquering Russia.
We'll be back in just a moment, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio program. I am your host, Mark Glenn. With me is Mike Piper. To the caller who was on before and who dropped off, my apologies. If you call back, we'll bring you back up. This is what happens when Piper and I get going. I tend to lose sight of everything else. Now, Mike, you have an interesting chapter in your book. Chapter 8 is entitled, "Has Israel's Golem Been Merged with the American Nuclear Weapons Arsenal?" And you ask it as a question. Now, interestingly enough, just a few days ago, literally on the 14th of this month, a bill was introduced by Representative Mark Kirk, Republican of Illinois, part of the Defense Authorization Act. And this bill, what it proposes is an integration a merging of the U.S. National Ballistic Missile Defense System with Israel's missile defense architecture.
Good God.
Yes, interestingly enough, I mean, your book comes out asking this question. And basically what you're covering in this chapter is the fact that much of America's nuclear arsenal in this country is guarded by an Israeli security firm.
Guarded, quote unquote, guarded by an Israeli.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
Like a fox guarding the hen house. But interestingly enough, the prescience of your question here in this chapter has been answered with the latest bill here that is up for consideration, which would actually merge the wording of this article appearing in not in American Free Press or on the website of Republic Broadcasting, but rather the Jewish Telegraph Agency.
Interesting.
So the thing is that once again, the Israelis are going to have access to United States technology when it comes to our nuclear weapons. Now, I have it on pretty good sources that, you know, the U.S. spy plane that was downed a few weeks after George Bush was elected president, that was downed and it was held in China. It's my understanding that that plane was held by China so that a team of Israeli Mossad scientists could go on board and basically pick it clean of all the technology that was on board that spy plane. Now we are about to, according to this news story appearing in the Jewish Telegraph Agency, we're about to merge United States ballistic missile systems with those of Israel.
What, are we two separate countries or are we one country? You know, I've heard these supporters of Israel say that Israel and the United States are one. We're all Israelis now. I mean, is this what's happening here, Mark? I mean, wither America.
Well, let me quote the sponsor of this bill, Representative Kirk of Illinois, who said that Israel will be the first and only country to fully integrate with the American missile defense architecture. It is a symbol of our shared values and a safer 21st century. Now, what worries me, Mike, is just as well as this thing can be used to detect missiles that are coming in, what about sending a false launch code? If the Israelis get in there and pick this system clean of the technology that's involved in it, are they going to be able to manipulate it so that they could launch American missiles at will at whatever country they wish to destroy?
I think you're being very gentle in phrasing that as a question, because I think we know exactly the answer to that. The answer to that is yes, yes, yes. You know, I often say this, that sometimes when I hear these stories like this, it's almost like so crazy that you couldn't create such a story. You know, it's beyond belief. I mean, this is a very simple question of national sovereignty. I mean, George Washington warned the American people against a passionate attachment to any foreign nation, and Israel is a foreign nation, although Mr. Kirk obviously doesn't seem to recognize that. You know, I'll tell you what, if God were to grant me the American presidency tomorrow, the first thing I would do would have Mark Kirk arrested and deported from the United States, because as far as I'm concerned, the guy is a traitor. Mm-hmm. It's as simple as that.
Well, let's put it in context, Mike. Imagine, and I know people probably get tired of hearing me say this all the time, but imagine, December the 7th, 1941 takes place. Pearl Harbor is attacked. And let's say that what happens is that the Japanese, long before this attack, they bought into American media interests, and they had a very powerful lobby in Washington that lobbied for Japan's interest. And so when the attack took place, they were able to cover up that attack and make it look like it was all a case of mistaken identity. Okay? Now imagine 40 years later, Japan has through her influence with this lobby, has had a representative of the United States introduce a bill that would integrate Japan's missile ballistic missile system with that of the United States. And keep in mind, you know, for purposes of this comparison, that Japan is supposed to be a belligerent country who's been fighting with her neighbors for the last 50 years. I mean, people listening to that would say, my God, you know, where is this guy going with this? You know, why does he deal in these hypotheticals? Well, this is exactly what we're dealing with. We are proposing giving this technology to a nation that attacked one of our ships, and a blatant and overt act of war, killed 34 of our men. And by the way, this is not the only time that this happened. We have the Marine barracks bombing in 1983 that killed almost 300 Marines that Israel knew about well in advance and refused to warn the Americans. We have Israel and her role in 9/11 and the fact that she knew that this was going to take place. The evidence supporting this is absolutely incontrovertible.
I would go further than that, Mark, and say that Israel orchestrated 9/11, but that's another argument for another time.
Yes, and so this is what we're talking about here. Is crazy. I mean, if we were to write a novel about this, saying that that Japan did this and Japan did that, it would be too fantastic as a novel for anybody to take it seriously. But yet, that is the situation that we have today.
It's like this crazy chessboard in which the Israelis are calling the shots. That's why the Golem, one of the many subtitles of the book, is A World Held Hostage. On the cover of my book, I have the Golem, a picture of the Golem as he was portrayed, as this monster was, this Jewish monster was portrayed in a silent film of the 1920s. I have this picture of the Golem overlooking the globe. And that's what we have here. We have this nuclear bandit state, this nuclear-armed racist state that is manipulating the entire planet, spinning it like a globe on a stand, you know? And the rest of us are just supposed to sit back and say, oh, well, there was a Holocaust, and because of the Holocaust, we have to give the poor Jews a pass. You know, Mark, it's just beyond belief that we've come to this point that American national sovereignty has been lost, and the world is being put, as I say in the book, on the road to global Armageddon. And this aspect of, again, let's be honest about it, Jewish intrigues against Russia and the manipulation of the United States into a hostile position against Russia is just as threatening or more threatening than just the existence of Israel's nuclear bomb. You know, Mark, I think I need to mention something here that's very, very important. Going to be a lot of people out there who are going to be mad at me, and they're going to say Mike Piper has gone communist. But I want to tell you something. There's one organization that is supposedly a patriotic organization that is doing more to poison the well against Vladimir Putin and Russia as a nation that stands in the way of the New World Order. And that group is the John Birch Society. If you review the writings of the New American Magazine published by the John Birch Society, it is absolute Zionist Jewish poison.
Mm-hmm.
It is propaganda. It is lies. They are beating the drum for war against Russia. And this is a very frightening thing, because the John Birch Society, for reasons which may remain totally inexplicable to me, continues to have a serious impact on the thinking of many good patriots in this country.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to tell you, this organization is poison.
People say,
well, they do a lot of good things on a lot of good issues, but I'll tell you what, Mark, they may do a lot of good things on a lot of good issues, but if they're poisoning the well and pushing the United States towards a confrontation with the Soviet Union, an unnecessary confrontation, precisely because Jewish interests in the state of Israel want it, then I'm here to tell you that all the good that the John Birch Society may do on other issues means absolutely nothing if our world is destroyed.
I agree with you. And the thing is, you know, one of the things that I would ask people to consider is the fact fact that the argument that the John Birch Society is making is the same argument that most left-leaning media outlets in this country are saying as well with regards to Russia.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. I mean, as much as it's supposed to be a right-wing organization, how can they consider themselves right-wing and then at the same time support a Marxist theocratic dictatorship such as Israel? And this is one of the things that I, you know, go round and round with others about concerning Israel. They don't understand that Israel was founded as a socialist, if not a communist country. And even though it may be slightly right of the policies of the labor government, governments of the past, it still is a leftist socialist country.
Well, Mark, even further in that same realm, you know, the Birch Society, it's very interesting. You know, the Birch Society publishes all these articles about how rotten the Council on Foreign Relations is. And yes, the Council on Foreign Relations is a rotten organization. But I'm here to tell you that the John Birch Society's position vis-a-vis Russia as it is today is the same position that the Council on Foreign Relations has taken vis-a-vis Russia in an official report that the Council on Foreign Relations put out last year, co-signed by former Republican vice presidential candidate Jack Kemp and Senator John Edwards, former Senator John Edwards, this bipartisan commission on Russia. You have the John Birch Society saying the same thing about Russia that the Council on Foreign Relations says. So, folks out there, if you're still hanging on to the John Birch Society, turn in your membership card. Don't give money to the John Birch Society so that they can continue to perpetrate and perpetuate these absolute total lies that are designed for the very clear purpose of advancing a war against Russia, a nation that is asserting its independence from the New World Order.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. By the way, I just got a text message from Dr. Talawi to remind me that I'm supposed to tell people that he's out. Now, I guess he didn't hear the earlier part of the program where I told everybody that he was just too busy doing whatever to spend a few hours talking about important topics such as this. I don't know if he's getting his hair done or his nails done or what he's doing, but obviously, it's important. But anyway,
well, Hashem's back. Probably at his tailor. He's a real snazzy dresser, I have to say.
You know, when we were in California, of course, Hashem is a few years older than me. And I'm, as you know, Mike, having seen me, I'm losing quite a bit of my hair.
Mine's growing back, I must tell you.
Not me. And then and Hashem, he's got this beautiful head of hair, you know, like a movie star. And I said, what do you do to, you know, to keep your hair like that? And I said, look at me. And he says, well, that's what you get for having 8 kids.
Mark, I think it's the olive oil. I think it's the olive oil that these Palestinians use so much. I think that's what it is. I'm going to have to start drinking more olive oil.
Now, listen, getting back on topic here. You know,
we were having fun at Hashem's expense, and it was a lot of fun, actually.
Well, I still am, actually. You know, generally, he doesn't like my theories. He gets kind of impatient with me when I say, hey, Hashem, what do you think about this? And he'll say, no, what are you taking, stupid pills? You know, he gets rather impatient with my theories. But my theory is this, Mike. And I'm going to throw it out there and see what you have to say about this. With the release of this National Intelligence Report, there was a major shift that took place in the Middle East. Right around the same time, Ahmadinejad met with the Gulf Cooperative Council, I believe it's called. He's the only leader of a non-Arab nation to be there, and they welcomed him, despite the fact that the Arabs are Sunni Muslims and that Iran is a Shia country. They welcomed him there. Not long after that, the king of Saudi Arabia invited Ahmadinejad to come and to make Hajj, which is the yearly Muslim pilgrimage to Mecca, and Ahmadinejad accepted. And there seems to be this shift that is taking place in the Middle East where the Arab countries may be at least considering drifting out of the orbit of United States influence. Now, let me support that a little bit more. A month or so ago, you had a meeting where the Saudi finance minister didn't realize that his microphone was on, and he talked about pulling away from the dollar because the dollar was in danger of collapsing. You have the Sudan today announcing that it is not going to accept dollars anymore, but is going to switch to euros. You have Russia offering to build nuclear power plants now for Egypt and Libya. You have Iran and Egypt talking about normalizing relations with each other. I will finish this thought when we come back after the break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio program. We'll be right back.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, for the last segment of Current Issues, the radio program. Unfortunately, our good friend Hisham was not able to attend, but he should be back next week. Anyway, Mike, I was setting up a situation here. I'll just lay it out on the table. My theory is that the Americans and the Israelis know that their day in the sun is coming Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Jordan, that eventually they know that, you know, the American dollar is losing its value. This latest situation with the NIE being released has seriously damaged American credibility. And I believe that they are making plans of jumping ship as far as American influence goes. And obviously they're going to need powerful friends, so who are they going to go to but to Russia? And this is one of the reasons why I think that the Zionists are so desperate to get this war going. This is one of the things that they absolutely have to prevent taking place, is that these cooperative Arab states do not fall out of their grasp, and this is why they need to frustrate this by going to war against Russia, in my opinion. What do you think of that?
I think, as I say, it's history is repeating itself. The ancient Jewish hostility towards Holy Russia, as it's known among the Russians, the Christian Russians, it's just a repeat of history, and it's a dangerous repeat of history, because we've already seen two world wars, and this one is going to be a nuclear world war.
Now, people want to get your book, Mike. How do they get it?
Well, they can go to the American Free Press website at AmericanFreePress.net, or they can write American Free Press at 645 Pennsylvania Avenue Southeast, Washington, D.C., 20003.
And the book is how much?
$25.
Trust me, ladies and gentlemen, it is well worth every penny. This is the book that every American should be reading. They need to understand how late the hour is. We have heard for the last 7 years that that the world is on the brink of nuclear Armageddon. If madmen get their hands on nuclear weapons, these mad Islamic extremists that we hear all about, and yet madmen have had these nuclear weapons now for at least 40 years. And believe me, they are driven by a religious fanaticism that doesn't even compare to some of the events that we saw take place this past week in Pakistan. I would feel much safer knowing that there were Muslim countries out there that had nuclear weapons than knowing that Israel even had one, because Israel as a nation really is crazy enough to use it.
Mark, yes, I wish we were wrong. I wish we were making this all up, but these are the facts. It's very, very simple. You know, it's funny. I know this Jewish gentleman here in Washington, and I gave him a copy of my book, Final Judgment, about the Mossad role in the Kennedy assassination. And, you know, he said to me, book is lies. It's all lies. I wish it were that simple.
So do I. You know, I, as I've said before, I would gladly endure the ridicule of being wrong, just to be wrong, because being right in this case is so horrible that I would rather endure a lifetime of ridicule. Mike, thanks for coming on. As usual, it's always a pleasure and an honor. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, for the next show, and we will see you next week. As Hashem says, go out and do the right thing. Have a good weekend.